For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And free agency has begun. We are, as of this recording, 2 hours into legal tampering period, which is a crazy name for where we're at in today's NFL. But regardless, the 49ers are taking a huge wait and see approach. There have been absolutely no moves. Don't know what's the workings behind, but I want to go over some of the main names and a lot of the key free agents that 49ers fans have been like fighting for a long time. It's those players are gone. They went quick and the Niners got none of them. They've already lost two players. So this is a constant, just kind of refresher and trying to get as much information out there as possible, which is even more complicated because Twitter's down. Like we can't even stream to Twitter right now. Yeah, not a great day for, you know, whatever that looks like. But regardless, we're here to talk 49ers, what the options are, what the results are of doing this. And yeah, let's see if we can figure this out, because the 49ers definitely are doing a wait-and-see approach. There's no doubt about that. All of the rumors about, yeah, we don't want to spend so much money and Jed's tightening the wallet and whatever else. Well, you are starting to see that. I didn't want to mention it until we had some type of confirmation or whatever thereof. Well, there's been a lot of players that the 49ers really would have been great fits. None more than I think the best center prospect to come out this free agency. That was Drew Dahlman, who's a legacy Niner guy, right? Signs with the Bears, 3 years, $42 million. Only $14 million. I thought he was going to be north of $17 million. So the Bears kind of got a relatively cheap deal on the top center in the market that's young. Niners could have done that. They chose not to. Does that mean the center market is completely dried up? I think there's two guys. I think there's two guys left. The cheap option would be Daniels, who's kind of a combo type guy. He's more of an interior offensive lineman who has played center. James Daniels, you know, he was the center for a long time, and then the Steelers went out and drafted a great center that the 49ers could have got, Zach Frazier. That kicked Daniels back to guard. So you could sign him and make him center. He'd be our best center day one. And then Ryan Kelly. I think Ryan Kelly is a better center than Drew Dahlman is now, but he's so long in the tooth. He's 6 years older. So is that going to be, you know, a long-term signing and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, we'll see. So we're going to go kind of position by position, highlight a lot of the key free agency moves, go over some positions on what is still available that are Niner fits, and we'll constantly be updating Twitter as it works or doesn't work. You know, for whatever reason, thanks a lot, Elon. We'll keep you abreast of that situation. So, and you know, my goal was today to wait till we got a big signing, go live, detail that player, then do a video breakdown on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. It just hasn't happened yet. So I was like, you know what? I've got a meeting at noon to revamp my site and make some things work for the Rush Road Trip and all that stuff. So I was like, let's go live now. Let's update things. And man, maybe we get two shows today. I would not be upset about that. There are going to be new 49ers added. No doubt about that. Want to say thank you to everybody for showing up. Dan, right here. The strategy has definitely shifted. Hoping it's just one down year type of thing, like the Rams had, and then they're right back to being competitive. It's just a different approach. And with the 49ers have 11 draft picks moving forward, and now you're adding to that compensation thing. So you've already lost two players, both to the Chiefs. Jalen Moore signed with the Chiefs for a two-year, $30 million deal. He got $15 million a year. I say all the time, the offensive tackle class, it's one of the worst positions in the NFL, offensive tackle. So the fact that he was one of the first to go 2 years, he's going to be starting left tackle for the Chiefs. I think that says a lot. I think that it says a whole lot. I really, really do. But that $15 million a year on the compensation table, depending on play time and whatever else, that's a fourth round comp pick for 2026. So the 49ers seem to already be building into this comp pick formula, which they're one of the best teams in the new, you know, NFL and this compensation pick formula and how it's adapted. I think that's huge. So you've already got that. Elijah Mitchell, he goes and signs with the Chiefs for $3.5 million. They paid a little bit more than I thought he'd get. Now, the problem with that is $3.5 million for a one-year deal typically would reward you a seventh-round draft pick. But the second and the compensation pick formula is, one, amount per year, $3.5 million. Two, how many snaps they take in a given year. And three, postseason awards. Elijah Mitchell, as we know, doesn't get a lot of snaps. He's going to be a rotational piece at best there. So the salary says seventh round comp pick. Playtime bonus is going to bump that down. So maybe you get a seventh round pick, but it's going to be around kind of the last pick of the draft or no pick in the draft. That's just what it's going to be. So we'll have to see what that looks like. But yeah, I don't think you're really going to get anything back with that. Perhaps you can, but I'm not really so sold on that. Another safety that, you know, a lot of 49ers what just went, Trayvon Moehrig with the Raiders just signed a three-year, $51 million deal. To the Panthers. The Panthers are paying premium for players. That is a big-time safety pay. That's huge. Safety market getting a bump. I ain't mad about that. I'm not mad about that. So let's keep going through some more guys. DJ Jones, we got news last night. DJ Jones signed a three-year, $36 million deal to stay in Denver. I was pretty shocked by the amount that he got. I don't think that his tape has been great, but he fills a role. The 49ers, every single player that the 49ers draft or sign at the defensive tackle position, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, or Chris Kucerik all say, oh, we're looking for that DJ Jones type. They just haven't been able to find him. DJ Jones gone. Grady Jarrett just got released. That's a positive for the 49ers because, yes, the 49ers want to get younger. You don't have any vets in that defensive tackle room. You got Jordan Elliott, but I don't know why he hasn't been cut for play. That dude's not very good. But anyway, I don't mind adding one or two more aging pieces if they're on the cheap. Now, a Grady Jarrett deal probably won't take place until the B side of free agency. So right now, a lot of the big contracts are taking place. The second, third wave of free agency, that's where the Niners probably will be more active. Bargain bin prices, and I'm totally cool with this. Stop overpaying for older players. Now, Drew Dahlman, not an older guy. Like, I'm fine overpaying for, you know, a 20-something-year-old in the prime of his career. That's fine. It's when you overpay for Javon Hargrave. It's where you overpay for these 30-year-old guys. That's what costs you. That's what the 49ers need to get away from. So Jonathan Allen, no signing yet. There were rumors Jonathan Allen had interest with the Niners, but he's visiting the Vikings. Hasn't even had an official visit with the 49ers yet. It's early, but it does seem like the Vikings are going to get first crack there. And probably like the most interaction I've had on Twitter is Javon Kinlaw got paid. way more than I thought. Now, I was pretty shocked. Javon Kinlaw gets a 3-year, $45 million deal to go to the Commanders. Back with Adam Peters, who was here whenever we drafted him, obviously. I did not expect $15 million, but I was expecting 10 to 11. And whenever I bring up Javon Kinlaw on social media on here, everybody get like clutches their pearls and gets upset and talks about how bad he is. And I'm just like, man, that is not the truth. Javon Kinlaw is not a bad player. The narrative got set on the injury riddled, whatever. But Javon Kinlaw has played in 37 consecutive games without missing time. Has he been perfect? No, he's not. He is not. Is he worth $15 million a year? I don't think so. I don't think so. Is he better player right now than DJ Jones? Yes. Yes. DJ Jones, what we remember, is not what DJ Jones was for the Broncos. Still good. And yes, I still want DJ Jones. But I'm telling you right now, if you asked every single team, would you rather have DJ Jones or Javon Kinlaw? Kinlaw's going to get way more votes. Plus, he's way younger. And again, I understand the injury prone. And I understand that we didn't get Javon Kinlaw at his best. But if you watch the tape, I'm telling you, he's a consistent player for the – and there's a reason why Adam Peters wanted him back. And I understand I am on the short straw on this, and that's okay. Disagreements are okay. I'm telling you, the tape, if you look at the last 2 years, and again, you go back to the 49ers 2023 playoff run, he was our best defensive lineman. Not best defensive tackle, he was our best defensive lineman by a long shot. Anyway, take that for that Philly game in the first half. I think it was like three plays. That dude got just absolutely decimated, and people were just done after that. And that's all that it's been. Oh, there we go. Wow. Milton Williams, another prize top young defensive tackle, just landed with the Patriots. The rumors were he was going to the Panthers, and then a not-so-fast Lee Corso moment kind of curved, and the deal wasn't finalized. Ian Rappaport, the Patriots are taking the biggest defender off the market, $26 million per year. Niners were not involved in this. That is ridiculous. They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true, but money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up, money is stressful and it's been hard for me. But Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I like Milton Williams a lot. $26 million per year, insane. Insane. But one of the few young, ascending players in their mid-20s. People have to pay a premium for that. Niners are not involved in that. Yeah, Milton Williams would have been awesome. Didn't get him. And yeah, he's gone. He's gone. So as more and more keeps going, I'll keep updating you guys. Possum and Debo, he signed with the Giants. Another corner, you know, Stanford guy. Jimmy G stayed with the Rams. Jordan Lewis, another corner that was, you know, he's a nickel guy only. Jag signed him 3-year, $30 million. That's huge. Milton Williams, I got to delete that one because he just signed with the Patriots. Deal's not over until there is ink on the sheet. That's just what it is. Carlton Davis, he signed another. Man, Patriots are spending some money. 3-year, $60 million for Carlton Davis. That's an overpay as well, but good player. B.J. Hill, defensive tackle, stays with the Bengals. 3-year, $33 million. And B.J. Hill's getting $11 million. That just tells you something. D.J. Reed, the former 49ers player that Kyle Shanahan just totally whiffed on whenever the draft was perfect. The player was perfect. He thought he could slide him under his roster kind of, hey, let's manipulate this a little bit on the IR spot. Got claimed, and that was a major mistake. And I feel like that mistake has cost the 49ers not once but twice because he overcorrected with Ambry Thomas thinking, hey, we got to put this guy on IR. Somebody might steal him. Let the dude be like, Ambry Thomas is not DJ Reed. He signed 3-year, $48 million deal for the Lions. I mean, that's $16 million per year. Damn. And again, channeling all this back to the 49ers and kind of what's going on, two main takeaways if we're looking for positive anything for the 49ers. Number one, you're getting compensation picks. Number two, that D'Amador Lenore deal was a steal. Was an absolute steal. You're seeing some of these corners get paid top money. And it's just like, whoo, man, JC Horn, you know, he's getting paid $25 million a year to stay. That's crazy. That's crazy. Is he a good player? Yes. But that's kind of what it is. And, you know, if you're the Panthers and you're a terrible team, or you're the Patriots and you're a terrible team. We saw this with the 49ers back in 2017. If you're a bad team, you have to lure players away with more money. You got to spend a premium because nobody wants to go to you. Nobody wants to go to you. And so that's what you're seeing right now with the Patriots, with the Panthers. You got to pay. You got to pay a lot. Gosh, man, $26 million per year for Milton Williams. Again, if you're the Patriots, you got to pay. Milton Williams got a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Why not go get cashed out? He's already won. Why not? There is nothing wrong with that. But golly, is he worth that? Ah, hey, the Cowboys, they've made an offer. They made a deal before the 49ers. I was wondering who would do the first one. They signed a long snapper. A 3-year, $4.4 million deal. Long snapper. Cowboys going big. Still more activity than us. I wish we'd signed a new long snapper, if I was being honest with you. I would be very, very happy for a change in that department. But, yeah, so I don't know. I guess my question to you is anybody shocked that the 49ers and this wait-and-see approach? Is there anybody that's saying, I don't think that this is what the 49ers should be doing. The only contract that made me scratch my head, like, man, Niners could have done that, was Drew Dahlman. But you see a coach, Ben Johnson, whose entire offensive philosophy is surrounded around positive offensive line play. In 1 week, he got not one, not two, but three offensive line starters, both guards in the center. In 1 week, Kyle Shanahan hasn't replaced three offensive linemen. Gosh, in a 2 to 3 year change. Now, Ben Johnson, one of the most O-line centric offensive philosophies. Kyle Shanahan, one of the least. My biggest issue is I just do not want to see Jake Brendel play for this team anymore. And the fact that there are only two centers in free agency that I think could take his spot right off the bat, James Daniels, lesser extent, Ryan Kelly, 100%. And I'm just like, man, we're going to see Jake Brendel again this year. I don't like it. I don't like it. Aaron says all in. That's awesome. Yeah, the 49ers are pitching pennies. Jed sitting on his purse. And again, there's not a lot of contracts that I've seen yet that I'm like, ooh, man, the 49ers missed out. Really, the Drew Dahlman one is the only one where I'd be like, yeah, they should have done that one. They should have done that one. That's the only one. Chris, not shocked, just thought Dahlman would have been a target. Yeah, it doesn't seem like he was. Lee, Zeke, off the log snapper market. Thank you. One of the best plays of playoff football history. I absolutely loved it. Josh, we can't afford these guys who get overpaid by bad teams, but it's not like it's just bad teams, right? You know, you look at the Rams signing Devontae Adams yesterday for $26 million a year. That was a lot. DJ Reed getting paid, you know, $16 million a year by the Lions. But most of these are bad teams. You look at the big deals, Panthers, Bengals, Patriots, Giants, Jags, Commanders with Kinlaw. That's one of the exceptions for sure. Broncos, good team. Bears, rebuilding, you know, new coach, all those things. Keith right here, not shocked, just kind of how we are. That's where I am. You always hope that, man, maybe us, but maybe not. So the 49ers are going to wait. And I don't think that that's a terrible thing. We have to wait and see the full all-encompassing free agency mold, which is several weeks long. Right now, we're in the first tier. Usually, once we get to Wednesday, that starts the B free agent signings. And then once you get to Friday in the weekend, then it's C. Then it's bargain bin prices after that. Just who can land a job. So, man. Yeah, great teams get poached. It happens. And again, if I'm trying to spin this to a positive, 49ers, more compensation picks for next year. This is the way the 49ers are rebuilding. And if you're like, who gives a damn about comp picks? Understand, the 49ers have 11 current draft picks in the 2025 draft for this exact same reason. For this exact same reason. That's huge. So, like, if we just look at the player compensation picks for the 49ers, you're getting two fourth rounders, Sam Darnold. Here, I could throw this up there. Let's give the visual aid here. Here is the over the caps projected compensation pick by players lost, right? You get the 99 pick because you lost the personnel. That was for D'Amico, Ryans, and Martin Mayhew. So that's an extra third rounder. You get two fourths for Chase Young and Sam Darnold, and you get a seventh for Ray-Ray McCloud. The CBA says you're only allowed three compensation player picks. That's it. Three. And again, you look at the amount of money these guys signed for. Chase Young, $13 million. Sam Darnold, $10 million. Those resulted in fourth-round picks. Well, Jalen Moore, $15 million. The salary cap goes up. So you're still expecting that fourth round. I do not expect the 49ers to get a third-round pick for Jalen Moore. I expect a fourth-round pick. That's awesome. That's awesome. Elijah Mitchell, $3.5 million. That's way more. Ray-Ray McCloud signed for $2.5 million. 49ers are expecting a seventh round pick back, but is Elijah Mitchell, who signed for $3.5 million, way more, going to get that same playtime structure, snap count that plays into that formula? Right now, yeah, 49ers get an extra fourth and seventh rounder next year. Will that hold true? That's something we're just going to have to wait and see. Because when the 49ers do sign free agents, which they will, they're going to add free agents at some point, they will cancel out and cross out. No! Puna Ford. Ah, one of my all-time favorite Longhorns and favorite defensive tackles in the NFL. Signed with the Rams, three-year, $30 million, according to Jordan Schultz. Cuss words! I love Puna Ford. He's by far one of the best run-stuffing defensive tackles. Man, that deal hurts. That one hurts. this is the way today has gone. Oh, man. James, something here. Brendel must have some dirt on Shanahan. How else is he keeping his job? It's Shanahan and it's Forster. Forster won't even let backups get snaps in garbage time. I absolutely hate it. Man, I can't believe Puna Ford went there. That would have been such a good signing. That's okay. That's all right. Man. Oh, yeah. This is awesome. What's up, man? We got Rob Lauder, Striking Gold Podcast. Insane amount of money being thrown around. Can't say I'm surprised the 49ers haven't locked some of these players up at these prices. Drew Dahman is really the one for me. Went for a predictable price, $14 million. You've got so many bargain bin pieces on that offensive line. Really, Trent is the only one getting paid. Your left guard, you've got like a myriad of players all on cheap deals. Your center, cheap deal. Right guard, Dominic Pooney, cheap deal. Right tackle, you have one of the cheapest, you have the cheapest starting right tackle, Colton McKivitz. Like, you're just not. And again, I go back to this. If offensive line is a priority for you, you address it. It took 1 week, for Ben Johnson to overhaul the entire offensive line. Kyle Shanahan, not a priority. Not that is a critique, first off, but I think it's factual. Shanahan and Forrester, their philosophy is, we build with playmakers. On the offensive side, we build with playmakers. That's where all of our draft capital goes. That is where all of our salary cap capital goes. And I know somebody's like, but what about Trent? He's one of the highest paid guys. Trent's an anomaly. He is an anomaly in this. And then somebody's like, well, what about Aaron Banks? And what about Mike McGlinchey? Yes, those are true. Neither of which worked out. Neither one of those worked out. So they're just like, hey, we can't evaluate this position anyway. Let's just throw something at the wall and see what sticks. If offensive line was a priority, Jake Brendel would not be a part of this team any longer. Maybe as a backup, and I'm cool with that. Jason, with Jed growing huevos, you think that Kyle's on the hot sheet with the comparable record from last year? Kyle Shanahan is not on a hot seat currently at all. You go out and you do another 6-11, yes, then it starts. But let me just digress quickly. Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll still are employed in today's NFL. Still. And there's lots more of options out there. I think if Kyle Shanahan goes 6-11 again, it's going to be awful. Do I think that they fire him? I do not. I don't. I really, especially if Jed's pitching pennies, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have, they're amongst the top paid. Should they go 6-11? No. But I still will not be. Then the hot seat will take place. Right now, ice cold. That dude's got tenure. Another non-playoff year, then the hot seat starts. Hot seat's not now. You do this again, then hot seat starts, but not fired. Again, like the NFL head coaching list is an absolute. Oh, here we go. Sam Darnold reaches an agreement. 3-year, 110.5 for the Seattle Seahawks. Woo! Now we cook it, baby. Let's go, Ginger. Darnold in the division. I wanted him to go to Pittsburgh. But I'll take this. Oh, guess what? I hate to be this guy. I'm scrolling through my notes from yesterday's show. Or 2 days ago show, maybe. What does a Seattle Seahawks contract look like for Sam Darnold? I'm going to cut this clip because I'm that prideful and arrogant. I said 3 years, $110 million, or 4 years, $148. Guess what he got? 3 year, $110.5. I was off by $500,000. I'm proud of myself. Sam Darnold, they got him. So you lost Geno. You lost DK Metcalf. Now, I think that this was the prized quarterback free agent. So credit to Seattle for getting their guy. High risk. The ceiling for Sam Darnold is higher than Geno Smith. The floor for Sam Darnold is way lower than Geno Smith. Whew, man. 3 years, $110 million. That means they're stuck with this dude now for at least 2 years. This could go horribly wrong. Now, keep in mind, Sam Darnold's coming off the best year by far. However, he's going from the best, I'm going to say top two play callers in the NFL. Like, I'm putting him that high up there. Now, Andy Reid's incredible. He's not really even – Matt Nagy's calling most of the plays. But whatever. I don't mind if you put them up there. McVay, I'm putting up there. Like, KOC, I'm probably going to put ahead of Kyle Shanahan right now, especially after last year. You're going from one of the best play callers. I love Kevin O'Connell, man. I think he is just – whew. I love that dude. Anyway, to Clint Kubiak. Kubiak's good. Like the system. That's cool. Darnold's been a part of a system like this with the 49ers, so you've got that going. I get all that. But not the same. Not the same. Then, no Justin Jefferson. You ain't got that. There's no Justin Jefferson. Jackson Smith and Jigba's nice. He ain't JJ. Jordan Addison as a number two. Hawkinson as your tight end. Aaron Jones as your running. Like, no, you ain't got the play caller. You ain't got the weapons. And I think even bigger than those two things for Seattle, by far one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. Warren Sharp ranks them 29th out of 32 teams with offensive line. Terrible. So worst play caller, worst weapons, now one of the worst offensive lines. I'm just saying. Now, here's why it makes sense. The nuanced takes, those exist. He's cheaper and younger. Ah, is that cheaper? That's $37 million a year. We'll see what Geno gets, right? The rumor was they offered Geno $30 to $35 million. He said no. They traded him. Hey, they had a plan and it worked, and they got their guy. $37 million a year. We'll see how that pans out. But, man, 3 years, $37 million. Oh, man, I didn't want him to get him, but I'm kind of excited about it because now it's just, oh, let's go. Because how shocked are you going to be if Sam Darnold comes out and is not good in that system? What are they going to do? You're going to pair him with a bunch of rookies? You go from Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, KJ Osborne. I mean, shoot. Hawkinson, like, you're surrounded by vets, and now you're going to surround them with rookies. We'll see. They're going to have to sign some wide receivers because they just traded Metcalf. Man, this is fun. NFC West, the Rams have gotten better. The 49ers have stayed kind of still. Now, the 49ers are supposed to get better because of draft picks. They've got a lot, but so does Seattle now. Whew. Man, I'm excited for 49ers versus Seahawks. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Man, right here, Darnold should have at minimum got 40-plus, only 1 year production in a very sheltered scheme and fell apart down the stretch. You look at what Darnold did. Yeah, let me pull this up just so I could, like, Sam Darnold down the stretch. I mean, that team fell apart. It fell apart. Let's see. What is the career here? I'm going to Pro Football Reference, Sam Darnold game logs. And you kind of look at the last several games, you know, that Detroit game, whenever everything was on the line, absolutely crapped the bed. Goes 18 of 41, 160 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, sacked twice. I mean, just lost it. Then you go into the playoffs against the Rams. 25 of 40, 240 yards, one touchdown, one pick, nine sacks. Like, when has he delivered in a crucial moment? That is my question. Did Darnold deserve? He got $37 million. That's pretty solid. But would I have rather them stay with Geno? I don't know. Geno's safer. So I understand completely why the Seattle Seahawks did this. I you got younger. You're paying about the same that you were paying. You got a third-round pick. You're betting you could adapt this system. You're putting a lot of emphasis on Kubiak. No weapons, no line. You're putting a lot. The cheaper, younger, I understand that. I'm telling you, there is way more risk involved with this. Geno Smith was at his best in mitigating that poor offensive line. That was what his strength was. We're going to see, because I had the Vikings as the fifth best offensive line after last year. Warren Sharp had them eight. I had them fifth. I thought that they were great, and they completely manhandled the 49ers, but who did it? Nick Sorensen and that defensive line was terrible. Yeah, Nathan right here talking about going from a play caller. Oh, I freaking love it. Man, yeah, we'll have to see what Geno. There's, I've seen 30 to 35. I've seen 35 to 40. I've seen 35 to 45. We'll see what Geno gets paid on his restructure with the Raiders, which will happen. I'm excited, man. 33 for Darnold, 50th for Brock. Yeah, okay. I like that. We'll have to see what Brock ends up at. But yeah, supply and demand. Darnold was going to get paid by somebody. Darnold was going to get paid by somebody. Oh, man. I love the NFL. God, don't miss. It don't miss. It don't miss. Okay, here we go. Full terms of Sam Darnold deal from Mike Garofalo. 3 years, $100.5 million, $55 million guaranteed, and $37.5 million in year one. So this seems like it's built like a 2 year deal with $37.5 million year one, which would lead to about $18 million year two guaranteed. And we'll see how the structure is built out and all that kind of stuff. And whenever all those guarantees kick in, woo, man, we'll see. We will see how this goes. Papa, he says, John, do you see Seattle have to go after some wide receivers? They have to. They have one of the worst wide receivers room in the NFL currently. And one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL currently. They have to, they have to, they have to. And you know, it's funny. I was talking to a good buddy who's a Seahawks season ticket holder. And he said, you know, he has season tickets for a long time. He said the Seattle Seahawks hit him with the recharge. He didn't know it was coming the day hours before they traded Geno. That's some nasty, nasty work right there. But right here, Darnold will convert back to the Jets form. We're going to have to see. Right here, Mr. Joe, let's be real. We're lucky if we win 8 games. I don't think so. You know, if the injuries and the coaching additions, that's huge. I'm a huge coaching matters guy. Obviously, I'm a former coach. That's kind of what I bring to the table. Coaching matters. Robert Saleh and having a new special teams coach changes the world for me. We lost so many games because of Nick Sorensen. Literally dead last in the NFL in fourth quarter scoring. Ah, man, I'm pumped, right? I just love this, man. How cool is this? We get to root against Sam Darnold. I hated rooting for Sam Darnold, given it was a very limited window. And I did. I rooted for him. But it's just like, man, if Sam Darnold's first read's not there, and if he doesn't, isn't surrounded by elite, maybe he surprises. Maybe he does. But do you think he's going to go have the exact same season with Seattle that he had with the freaking Vikings? So when we come back, which I got to take a real quick water break and blow my nose. But here's the deal. We're going to go through Sam Darnold's final year numbers with the Vikings and whether we're going to take the over-under on each one of those coming back. If you're serious about sports betting, you need a sports book that actually works for you. And that's why I use MyBookie. I've been working with them for over 5 years now. And MyBookie, you're in control. Better odds, better wins, less hassle than other guys with the biggest selection of player bets and prop bets. Early cash out options, live betting lets you jump in at any time. So if you miss it before tip off or game time starts, guess what? You get to play your way. Whether you're locking in picks pregame, riding the action live, MyBookie makes sure you always have access to the action. It's not just sports. MyBookie hosts the party that never ends with full-fledged casino. They've got everything from blackjack, roulette, video poker, slots, you name it. So if you're new to MyBookie, sign up now with promo code 49ERS or use this QR code next to me. Get a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Remember, gambling's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's all about building up your funds over time. Don't settle for second-rate book. Bet smarter, win bigger, only at MyBookie. Oh, I'm so pumped, man. This is awesome. I love you guys. Darius Slade just signed with the Steelers. Paulson Adebo signed with the Giants for $18 million. So glad he got paid. Great dude. Yeah, so those are kind of the updates on the new deals. Here we go. Eric Murray, 3 year, $22.5 million. Safety Eric Murray with the Jags. Their deals are flying off. So let's look at Sam Darnold in his career. Okay, here's what he did this past year with the Vikings. Played all 17 games. He's never done that before. He's never played more than 13 games ever in his career. usually because he gets benched. Went 14-3. He's never won more than 7 games in the season before that. He completed 361 passes. That's over 100 that his previous best. 66.2 completion percentage. Not bad, not great. That is, what was his next? 60. That's 5 points over his previous high. Threw for 4,300 yards. That's badass. His previous high was 3,000. 1,300 yards more than his previous best. 35 touchdowns. That's incredible. That's 16 more than his previous best. 12 picks. That's on par. He's had 15 interceptions in the year. 13, 11, 13, 12. So the turnovers, that's about where it's going to be. But if you got 35 touchdowns, 12 picks, everybody's cool with that. Can he maintain that type of production? I don't think so. I'm taking the under across the board. The under across the board. And so if we pull up Geno's numbers, right? What he did this past year, which, man, they were throwing the ball a ridiculous amount. Yeah, man, shoot. He threw for 4,300 yards, 21 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. But he ain't got the weapons. Tyler Lockett, DK, gone. Gone. Ah, man, I don't know. Would I prefer the Seahawks to end up with Aaron Rodgers or something? Yes. Yes. But the fact that they paid Sam Darnold this much money, they are now stuck with him, which means they're not drafting a quarterback early. I do expect the Seahawks to add. Now, they're returning a lot of their staff. They have Sam Howell and Jaren Hall under contract still. So they have 3 quarterbacks on their active roster with somewhat of experience. So they might not even draft a guy. But are you confident Sam Darnold can win a Super Bowl with that roster? Absolutely not. Is he better than Geno Smith? His ceiling says he can be, right? He's bigger, he's faster, he's built right, he has a stronger arm. But, gosh, he's got way more bad tape. Way more bad tape. Right here, Mr. Joe, he's very upset. Love you, Mr. Joe. It's okay, bud. Nothing to be happy about. Now we got to hit a grand slam in the draft. I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. Now, I'm way more worried about the Rams than I am the Seahawks. Way more worried about the Rams. Rams got better. There's no doubt about that. You got Devontae Adams and Puna Ford added. But yeah, the 49ers do have to do well in the draft. But I'm going to argue the 49ers still have the best roster in the NFC West. I know it's going to bother some people to hear. I understand that. With the injuries and all that stuff and the coaching changes, I would take the 49ers roster over anybody else in the NFC West. It's not close. Not close. Now, you can talk about the Rams' defensive line. I get it. That's really, really good. You can talk about the Seattle's defensive tackles and secondary. I understand that. I'm taking the Niners over anybody else roster-wise. Can the coaching make up for that? Can the coaching make up for that? Yeah, we'll see. Right here. 49ers throwback. Appreciate you, man. He says, respectfully disagree. Javon Kinlaw was not good. Tate doesn't say that. Javon Kinlaw was really good his last year for us, and he was... Was he $15 million a year good? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he is a positive player, and every single team that has Javon Kinlaw is better off than without him. He is a starting-level defensive tackle in today's NFL that is young and has not missed a game in 37 straight games. It's okay to disagree, and I appreciate you. I love the respectful disagree. But anyway, right here, how did we get better? Well, we haven't used our resources yet. It's not just day one, the first 2 hours of free agency. Yeah, the 49ers are going to sign free agents. They're going to sign them to better cap deals than what they have done in the past. Ooh, Justin Fields, 2-year, $40 million deal to the Jets? Ooh, there we go. The quarterback dominoes are falling. The Jets, gosh. Justin Fields there. That's interesting. That is interesting. But yeah, right here. How did the 49ers get better? Well, you can't, the report card ain't complete yet. It's not just the 2 hours. This just means no major splash, huge free agent deals have happened yet. That's all that it means. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast a little bit later today, again, we're at 11:40 a.m. currently. That's where we are, Pacific time on Monday. Maybe deals happen since then. And, you know, the wife's going out of town. She's going to visit her sister. So this week and weekend, I'm pretty pumped. Not that my wife's leaving, but that, man, I'm in a lap. We're going to be cooking. So any player that the 49ers do sign, trust me, you're going to have all 22 tape breakdowns, play-by-play, how they fit, why the 49ers signed them, what we're looking for, what the role is. All that's going to be on the 49ersrush.com. If you have not signed up yet, what are you doing? That's how I feed my family. That if you like the show and you want to support us, this is where you got to go. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So. All right, that is loaded with draft tape under our draft prospects. Go check that out. Just it's under player breakdowns. But we're going to be adding the free agent element to it when they do sign somebody. So we'll see what that is. We'll go through that whenever it happens. Right here, JM, staying the same equals getting worse. Not whenever you talk about coaches, and not whenever you talk about the injuries last year to this year, and not whenever you talk about the draft pick. Guys, 11 draft picks. 11. It goes to 11. I understand the frustration. But again, if I'm looking at every single player who has signed so far in free agency, there is only one that the Niners had any type of opportunity to get, and that was Drew Dahlman. Didn't work out. Can you land Ryan Kelly? Can you get Daniels? Man, I really, really hope so. And so, again, if you're looking at, like, well, what position do you want? Center, we kind of went over. Defensive tackle, you have to. Jonathan Allen, still available. Calais Campbell, still available. A lot of the top guys. Levi Onwuzurike, still available. Would love him. Adam Butler's gone. A lot of these guys gone. Man, defensive tackles have been hit the hardest. Joey Bosa is still out there. That's there. Linebacker, man, Dre Greenlaw's still there. Rumors are Talanoa Hufanga's with Denver, and they're hashing that out now. Safety market usually waits, but two of the top safeties are already gone. Can you get back Drake Greenlaw? Can you get Eric Kendricks? Robert Spillane's gone. There's still guys that are out there that you can get at whatever position you want. Are they the top guys? No. How'd that work out for you in Hargrave? The Charvarius Ward signing, that was the one that worked. Richard Sherman signing, that was the one that worked. Most of the other ones have not worked. Have not worked. And so, yeah, it's right here. Yeah, I've seen this. Fish, Greenlaw's gone. 5-team bid war for him. We're not going to be going through that kind of money. But I do agree with you. We don't know what Greenlaw's motives are. Is it most money? Is it being the number one linebacker? Is it staying where your family's comfortable? I don't know the answers to those questions. And if the 49ers, if the Robert Saleh wants him back, I'm just saying. I don't think we're going to keep Greenlaw. If I had to predict, I'd say he's gone. But, gosh, I'm not counting it out yet. He deserves to get paid. And I want that dude to get everything that he's got coming his way. Wide receiver market hasn't really budged. Chris Godwin got $22 million. That was a lot less than I was expecting. You know, again, the next player that I'm like, ooh, I really, really, really want is Darius Slayton. I really want Darius Slayton. We'll have to see what happens and all that stuff. Oh, we got some more moves. Let's see here. I'm constantly refreshing the Twitter sphere. Cam Bynum to the Colts. He is such a Colts guy. Long-ass arms. 4 years, $60 million. That's a lot. That is a considerable amount. I'm seeing Ward to the Packers. I haven't seen that come across my line. Not saying That is correct. I'm just saying that was thrown in the chat. Cauchipto is the man. I don't doubt him. I just haven't seen it, so I can't validate that. But he's probably not coming back. He needs to go to a different scheme. And yeah, I totally understand that. That makes sense. So anyway, free agency for the Niners. They're sitting on their hands right now. And it does seem to kind of validate a lot of the rumors that, hey, we're not spending big anymore. So we'll have to wait and see. The draft in that BC group in free agency is how you rebuild. That's not an issue. And not whenever you already have so many Pro Bowl caliber, all-pro caliber players on your roster. Trent, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk whenever he's healthy, George Kittle, Nick Bosa, freaking Fred Warner, D'Amador Lenore. Like, come on. You have to look at the whole picture. Am I happy that Drew Dahlman's not on the 49ers? I am not. Am I happy that it looks like that center is going to continue to play for us? I am not. But outside of that, I don't think any of these other players that have signed, the 49ers were even in the mix for. And yeah, good teams build through the draft. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate the super chat. Build through the draft. You have 11 picks. 11. That is what's up. And I want more than 11. I really do. Joe, this is correct. The problem is we have holes at almost every position. We cannot afford to only attack the draft. That's not going to happen. I promise you they're going to sign a bunch of players in free agency. I promise you. It's just not the top tier. They're allowing the market to set the parameters for where these players fit that allows you to not overpay. To not overpay on whomever it is. A lot of these contracts, man, I thought DJ Jones was an overpay. I thought Javon Kinlaw was an overpay. Paulson Adebo, that's an overpay. Milt Williams, overpay. But it's early. That's what the early market is, where teams have money and they say, this is our guy that we want. Get him no matter. Do not let him leave this room. And so the agent sit there said, hey, we're talking 3 for $30. And they're like, nope, 3 for $36, or we're walking out the door. All right, let's do it. It's emotional contract negotiation by teams that are bad that have to pay extra. The 49ers aren't that team this year. Aren't that team. Deo, wow, Bears are going to sign Odigiumba. I hope I said that right. Defensive tackle from the Colts. Man, poor DeForest Buckner. He is going to be the lone wolf over there. Colts team, I don't know how their general manager is still employed, but whatever. We'll see. We'll see. All in all, we'll be live probably later today. If there's a new signing, I want to break that down for sure. But again, we'll have all that tape up on the 49ersrush.com. I've got a meeting here to work on the site. And again, stay tuned because we're going to have 49ers Rush Road Trip here in San Francisco for a draft party. We're going to be live in downtown San Francisco, day one and day two of the draft. We're just finalizing the site before tickets become available. It's only going to be $20 a person. We're not trying to make money. We're trying to create a lasting experience, which is going to be incredible. I'm so pumped. This year is going to be awesome. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Couldn't find the proper venue to do what we wanted last year, but we did this year. Oh, I'm so excited. Anyway, stay tuned. I'll be live probably later. If the 49ers make a new addition, want to break down some tape, but everything's cool. Everything's all right. It's not maybe where you want it to be, but right now the 49ers have already collected two compensation picks for the next year, a fourth and a seventh rounder. And they're just kind of playing it cool. They're going to sign some more players. It's going to be all right. And I end every single show the same way. So yeah. You are awesome. Love you guys. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly VeriScan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today.
Oh, oh.